The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
The Greek philosophers had a concept of God's perfection that was very different from what we find in the Bible. Their idea was that if something is perfect, meaning the best that is possible, it can't change. Because change is either improvement or decline. If it's improvement, then you weren't perfect in the first place. And if it's decline, you're no longer perfect. So, according to the Greeks, it is useless to pray to God to get him to change his mind. Because if he is perfect, he cannot and should not change his already perfect decisions. Because they're better than anything any of us could ever talk him into. According to the Greek philosophers, God has no emotions. Because emotions involve change from one mood to another. In fact, the very word emotion contains the idea of movement from happy to sad or sad to happy. So they call God the unmoved mover. He created the world, set everything in motion, but he himself cannot be moved, nor does he intervene in our lives. This impersonal, unfeeling God is the opposite of what we find in the Bible. In today's gospel, Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. And in so doing, he makes it very clear that God does have feelings, that God does respond to prayer, that God is moved by the painful things in our lives. The God of the Bible is the moved mover, not the unmoved mover. And with that comes a very different Jewish understanding of perfection. For the Bible, perfection is not a static, fixed point higher than which no further improvement is possible. In the Bible, perfection is dynamic. It's a moving target because its essence is not some abstract concept, but rather, quite simply, love. And love, even perfect love, can be messy. With love, there's always the danger of our intentions being misunderstood or misconstrued. Just 19 verses earlier than the passage we had today, Jesus' enemies, moved by hate, had been picking up stones to kill Jesus for blasphemy because he had said, "The Father and I are one." But as this story unfolds that we just heard today, Jesus unfolds for us three great truths. One is that whatever is true for Jesus is also true for God. And that Jesus' heart is moved by the painful things in our lives. And therefore, God is moved and so feels our pain and responds to our prayers. He loves us, and so he wants what's best for us. In this story, we see how God, the moved mover, acts through Jesus. Jesus hears that his friend Lazarus is ill and returns to Judea to visit him, even though he's still at risk for being stoned for blasphemy. It was just 19 verses earlier. And then when he learns that Lazarus has died, his heart, God's heart, is moved with grief when he sees the grief of his friends, Martha and Mary. His heart is also moved with pity, which leads to the famous shortest verse in the Bible. If somebody wants you to memorize a verse in the Bible, this is the easiest one. Jesus wept. Two words that tell us so much about God. Namely, since God's very nature is love, God feels. His heart not only can be moved, it is moved all the time because he takes a personal interest in us. And so what does Jesus do? He prays to the Father, asking God to change his mind, asking God to restore Lazarus to life. And that's exactly what God does. The dead man came out, tied hand and foot, with burial bands and a face wrapped in a cloth. You know, it must have been pretty scary. And then Jesus said, untie him and let him go. You and I are called to be one with the Father as well. You and I are called to be one with Jesus, which means that what is true for them must also be true for us. That's why Jesus says that you and I are to be perfect as God is perfect, meaning that we are to be perfect like the moved mover of the Bible is perfect, not like the unmoved, unfeeling unmoved mover of the Greeks. In other words, that for us to be perfect, we have to be people whose hearts are moved with pity in the face of human suffering. Just like God's heart is moved. Us sharing other people's pain, our voices praying to the Father on their behalf, like Jesus did for Martha and Mary. Us doing what we can to loosen the bonds of those who are oppressed, like Jesus did for Lazarus, setting him free after raising him from the dead. Untie him. Let him go free. And of course, people are oppressed, bound, in lots of ways. By sin, by illness, by unjust laws, by unhealthy relationships. People are bound through addictions to alcohol or drugs or pornography, overeating, gambling, you name it. A lot of things. Unhealthy ways to be bound. And what should we do? Same thing Jesus did for Lazarus. Pray to the Father, asking him to restore that person to life, and then us take a personal interest in that other person, allowing our hearts to be moved with pity, and then doing whatever is in our power to set him free, trusting in God to do the rest.